to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes when you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Let's start. All right, y'all ready?
You didn't yep. lie. You didn't
we
lie.
We got stuff to do, man. For real. I got a lot of stuff to do. 3, 2, 1, action. Welcome to the patio, folks. It's Monday. It is, we had a holiday.
It's my anniversary.
It's Fortenberry anniversary.
It is a holiday.
What is it, about 18 years?
It was exactly 18 years.
18 oh, that's good. Years. Call. So we are celebrating the anniversary of Father Fortenberry, and that would mean Mother Teresa Fortenberry. No, that don't
that's my mother-in-law, Mother Teresa.
Mother that. Fortenberry.
Mother Fortenberry.
Father Fortenberry, Mother Fortenberry. We got that and a whole lot more. Father Fortenberry, happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you. You know, I was glad I could spend the time with y'all and not her. You know, what better way to spend your anniversary than with your friends, right?
You know, now,
well,
right
last
now,
Monday he was talking about, he told her she wasn't a mother.
Look, yeah, that's true too. Look, there's at least 30 people watching right now that are like, you know what? He's right. He's right. What better way to spend your anniversary? But we do have Brother Fortenberry back in the studio.
Yes, I'm back.
What do you think about that? He'd rather spend time with his brother than with his baby mamas.
We can tell Charlie don't watch or he wouldn't be here with us today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She don't watch.
Hell no.
What? That hurt my soul.
He's alive.
Good. I'm glad you're with us, not her.
He's alive, isn't he? He's here and alive.
I'm glad you're with us, not her. Gary?
I'm so happy, Miss Fortenberry. Mrs. Fortenberry, stay with you this long. She is a trooper. I would never guessed it.
That
they lasted this long and they're so happy together.
Easy now.
See, you just had to go and blow it out of proportion. We was on the road, Gary.
He went too far.
You went too far. That's what Gary does. He just goes too far.
Jamie's happy, huh?
I am happy.
He's happy.
And the bourbon nerd.
What's up everybody? I want to say happy anniversary to Jamie. Welcome back, Wes.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Y'all enjoy this show.
Should we just jump into the fresh crack first?
Yeah, let's
fresh crack.
I want to jump right in.
Let me pass the bottle around.
Let's dive right in.
All right,
I know one thing. I don't need to wear a yellow shirt. It really it messes up my camera.
It messes the blue in the background.
Put me up here, man.
What? You up there?
There we go.
We got the Redwood Empire Emerald Giant.
Courtesy of Brother Fortenberry and the Mississippi.
If you were to bring nice bottles of whiskey, you too can hang out with us.
Yes,
on the
yes. Look, we won't invite anybody who brings nice bottles.
This smells like really good.
Until I put this hat and this shirt on. It's weird.
It's just one of the benefits of a Fortenberry Popemanship.
Dude, that smells so good.
Y'all remember when we first started going on TikTok?
Gary may not like this.
No. Gary picked a rye last night.
That smells good, though.
I got where I love a rye. No, that's
I like a rye as long as it's not minty. Minty? Not minty.
Yeah, not too minty. You know, maybe it's like, maybe my palate's changing, you know, sort of like people get allergic to things as they get older. Maybe my rye-ness is going away as I get older.
So
we'll call you the rye daddy.
Do we know anybody that is like allergic to something now that wasn't?
I am. Yeah. Peanut butter. Yeah. But
just peanut butter?
Yeah, peanut butter. I wasn't allergic to
it. Well, you're not allergic to peanuts, just peanut butter.
What if we drink peanut
nuts?
Butter
I think it's all nuts.
He tried it that night.
I'm allergic to all nuts, Jamie.
Well, I bet you're no fun at the truck stops, are you?
I am no fun.
I bet you tried the peanut butter whiskey, didn't you?
I said I don't want to swell up on you, you know?
You know how to get rid of that swelling? Boy, this is went off the rails quick.
I'm not crazy about that.
It smells very good, though.
It smells really good.
It does.
It smells like
I like that.
Freaking.
I like that.
It's really
cream ice. Some cream icing or something.
Mm-hmm. I almost smell chocolate to it. Okay. Almost chocolate.
I think it was the first sip.
Wes brings up a good point. There is a dryness to it.
Yeah. I get a lot of wood.
Yeah, I do too.
You get a lot of wood.
You're used to getting wood.
I know. I'm used to that wood, you know.
Usually in the mornings.
I like it. I like the nose better than I do the palate, but it's still good.
See, I like the palate.
I do too.
You know what else? I get a cherry.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Cherry in the middle. Cherry in the middle.
What's 16.2?
I need to cleanse my palate with some Bush Light.
I get cherry in the middle.
So that one is a rye, mm-hmm. huh? Yeah.
Gosh, I don't taste the rye in it as much as I thought I would.
At the very end, I get a little bit, but it's not overpowering. It's not like
overpowering rye.
It's not, but I do like rye bread though.
No, it's not spicy at all.
No, it's not minty at all.
No, it's not minty.
Bourbon and rye. Oh, that's mine. No, give me the other one.
I already had that one. Plenty of it.
Oh, I got mixed up.
Yeah, they look
I told
like
you the wrong proof.
Wes may want to try that one.
Yeah, we want to try that one.
I told you the wrong proof, too, Terry.
That's the burr rye.
What's the proof on that?
115. That's up on the neck.
115 proof. 115.4 proof.
Okay. It's smooth.
That was 116. I got them. I had them over here mixed up.
I guess I'm tasting too much of the redwood.
I taste straight Empire.
He's tasting wood. He's tasting Empire.
He's tasting that what cookie? Is that? Yeah.
Have y'all heard the claims? Speaking of the Emerald Giant, Joe Rogan makes wild claim about ancient race of giants living on Earth.
So there's a lot of people that say that.
There's a lot of things that make you wonder if that was the case, whether it was giant aliens or what.
Yeah,
like these huge stones and things.
Are they under? I think they're underwater.
But now they
the giants.
Under,
how big are we talking about?
Well,
are we calling a giant?
I was going to say, because relative term, yes. I mean, a 9-foot person is not beyond the realm of possibility. You know,
kill an ill a giant?
Yes. I actually read an article was talking about, what's his name? David Goliath. Goliath's father had a 12-foot bed.
I think he's like septology.
No. His bed was 12 foot long, you know, long, so he could sleep in it. So, I mean, 12 foot a giant. And it is in that day.
I mean,
term.
If you have a 12-foot, if you're 12-foot and you have a 12-foot bed, that don't sound comfortable. Your toes be hanging on.
Well, if you have a 12-foot bed, I'd imagine you'd probably be about 10-foot.
Yeah.
You need. All right.
Let's just go down this rabbit hole. So, do you think giants existed?
Yeah, yes. I think they're people.
I will say this: we live oblivious to what happened beyond our history.
I blame Atlantis.
So I'm starting to get into this idea of the Younger Dryas period. You never heard of this?
Yes.
The what?
So there's, you know, there's
it's Younger Dry Ice. It's ice is real name.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's the idea that the poles shifted and caused the flooding of the Earth. And there's almost every civilization has some type of evidence of a massive flood that flooded the Earth. And we're only not that long. They believe that this is going to happen maybe in our lifetime, probably around 2040, that there's potential. We know that the poles are shifting. And if they shift, all the ice melts, like they've been warning you about, it won't be because of global warming. It'll be because some of geomagnetic event. But and then what they believe is whatever made the pyramids, those type of things, that technology just disappeared.
So if the poles shift and the ice melts, now we'll be able to get over the ice wall in Antarctica.
Oh.
Wow.
One thing about it, every map shows we're flooded here. Those arcs are flooded. You got to go to the Rockies. Yeah. So.
We got to go to Rockies.
Marty, go buy us a big mountain we can dig holes in.
Stake your claim, son.
Or if any of y'all out there have a big mountain that we can go, like in the Rockies, that we can dig a hole, Fortenberry Tom Black, the Blacker the Berry, they could be our president.
So, I got me a Tom Black new slogan, too.
Yeah,
it's going to be kissing hands and shaking babies. Black Fortenberry 2028.
Let's go.
Make a shirt.
So if you're on
you're going to run a Democratic ticket, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to run a Democrat. He's going to run a Republican.
Ooh, that'd be amazing. now that would be amazing.
That's how you ride that fence.
That's right. Yeah. Like, we hate everybody and love no one.
Confuse everybody.
So, what about UFOs and alien life?
Why would we believe we're the only life form?
I agree with that.
Do you think they've been here?
Yeah.
I agree with you. You think they've been here? Why would they come here? Of all the places they could come.
No, I don't think they've been here.
I don't think they have either.
You just said, yeah.
I believe in aliens. I don't think they've been here because I'm fully confident anything that's been here is going to have a massive. They're going to.
Stay here.
No, they're going to destroy. Yeah, they're going to take us. Yeah.
But now, one of the theories you always hear is look at our history up to the 1980s. Up to the 1980s. All of a sudden, 1980s, there's this huge technology explosion. I mean, just massive.
Well, yeah. But that's explainable in that technology grows like exponentially fast once you reach a certain point.
However, NASA goes backwards.
What pushed us past that point?
NASA, we can't get to the moon now.
No, we forgot that technology.
Now that's crazy. That's a freaking discussion.
Who here at this in 2025 on this day of my anniversary, who believes that we made it to the moon?
I believe we did.
I don't anymore.
I do.
There's no way you lose the technology to get there.
Who believes we made it to the moon?
I do. I believe we made it to the
moon. I think we did. But why can't we get back?
Here's my theory. I think we made it to the moon. I don't think the footage is real. I think the footage is filmed.
It's in color.
The footage is too good to be the actual moon landing.
All right, brother Fortenberry, you've thrown a great curveball. I was not expecting.
So, he thinks we filmed the moon landing, and then they said, "Hey, we got to do it."
I think we did it, and they thought, "Man, we can't use that footage."
What really happened? They were making a movie, and they were going to release the movie. And they go, "This shit looks real.
This looks real."
Said, "Can we?"
The movie prop for the moon look real.
Wrap your mind around that. There's more computing power in my phone than they had on that spaceship.
Like 1,000
no doubt.
Yeah, but we lost the floppy disk, Jamie.
We lost.
I also think about. Why was the sky black in the background in the film?
It's dark.
Black.
It's space, Jamie.
Is it? Why can we see stars at night, but they couldn't see them on the moon?
Because the Earth was illuminated.
Because the sun, it was illuminated. They didn't go to the dark side of the moon. They were scared to.
Yeah, there's aliens on that.
That's legit. That's not a thing. That's not made up. That's legit.
That sounded great.
Why can't we do it again?
We can't make that good of aluminum
foil. Now, that I can't explain because I believe that there's an app that'll take me to the moon. If I downloaded it, it's going to say, "Would you like to go to the moon?" I say, "Yes."
If Elon can't take Katy Perry to the moon, we didn't go to the moon.
No, that was Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
No,
yeah. Jeff Bezos. Either
way. No. So do you think that was fake?
Yes, I think that's fake.
They went up high. They didn't go.
They went up high. They didn't go out of space.
They probably lost a little gravity or whatnot.
And all the when they're landing, I think was like a failed publicity stunt.
It was the most overhyped dumb shit that I've ever
like
seen.
My favorite saying: if they spent 2 minutes in space, they're an astronaut. Then I'm a gynecologist. Yeah.
Katy Perry was like
you've never spent 2 minutes.
Katy Perry was living her dream. She was like a firework.
Kirk in space never. Longer?
Yeah, for years. Long
time. No, Shatner. Well, you know, he went. He was one of the first.
He was with Blue Horizon, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe they were up there longer.
Look, I know two people that was in space a long time. Them folks on that space station.
They got
Elon
stuck in space.
They still weren't as long as that dude that's
the record?
No. He's the senator from Arizona, I believe. He's there for a year.
Yeah.
In space?
Yeah. He's a twin brother.
He got a twin brother.
He spent a year in space.
Twin brother's taller.
Yeah. So they got him back down here and they.
Or vice versa.
So he got taller in a year?
Yeah, because there's no gravity.
There's
nothing pushing down on your bones.
Do you know I'd be skinny in space? I don't weigh like 100 pounds.
I bet I would. 100 pounds space is a lot. I bet I would look awful in space. Just floating. Just
look like a gelatin.
Just like. My moob floating up here, and you know, you just look awful.
Awesome.
Someone said,
"We can make a movie about that."
Who set this fruit
blob in space?
You know, if in 10-20 years, if the fat shot don't make everybody skinny
or dead,
then the astronaut, all the astronauts will be fat. I might actually get to go in space because they'll make something fit me.
Hence the movie WALL-E.
Huh?
I thought that was
fat people going.
Yeah, fat people were in space.
Remember they rode in wheelchairs.
No, I quit watching. I got bored with WALL-E.
This whole time I thought it was a fishing show. That was WALL-E.
I brought on my bait.
It's WALL-E, Jamie.
Yeah, no water.
I came in there with a fishing hand on. And I thought it was WALL-E.
Scientists reveal the exact date the universe will end. See, we're on a space.
The universe.
Sooner than we feared. So scientists have discovered the universe is decaying much faster.
Is it going to be in the next 50 years?
A team of researchers from Radboud University in the Netherlands. Yeah, we got a lot of confidence in the Dutch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Determined that all the stars in the universe will go dark in one quinvigilantian years.
How you sell books right
one
there.
One followed by 78 zeros.
Well, what's the guy who does all the space stuff in the black guy?
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. Yeah, yes.
I love that dude too.
Yes, he says you can that they can still see if you could see out far enough, you can still see the the universe man. Creating.
Yeah. You know? God made the universe.
Yeah, like you can still see it creating.
Are you sure you can see it creating, or are you just watching it because you can go further in distance and see further?
All that blows my mind because, like, when you see a planet, you're watching millions of years ago. So,
I will say this. You said something about God creating, and I heard this, and it really kind of changed my view on stuff. So, to believe that science, I don't really quote, I don't know why I quoted it, but to believe science exists and there's no God, you're believing that all of science is accurate, but they need you to rely on one miracle, yes. Which is the Big Bang Theory.
You know, here's what typically happens is people start out their journey through intellectual, through academia. That's the right word for it. And they start out atheists. And when they get to the end, there's only one explanation, is that there is a higher power.
Well, I'm sure when God created Earth, it made us noise. And I'm sure it sounded like, kind of like a bang, probably.
But,
you know?
So, but to
believe. I bet he said bang, bang.
Yes.
To believe 100% believe in science, yeah. You have to believe in the creation was a miracle.
You know, Terry, when I start out, you know, on my journey,
wrong guy.
I like to
wrong guy.
Start out with Don't Stop Believing. That's a good journey.
Don't Stop Believing. Yes, that is a beautiful journey.
That's a beautiful journey song.
Yes, yes it is.
Name another journey.
Wheel in the Sky.
No, that's not Journey.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Don't
it
Stop
is.
Believing.
You're older than me and you love 80s
hold
rock.
Hold on, I'm looking
I
it up
I thought that
now.
Was R.L. Speedwagon.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
No, I don't think that's Journey.
Is that we'll R.L. Speedwagon?
Hey, karaoke Saturday night, too, Marty.
Journey. Wheel in the Sky. Journey.
Is it?
Yes. Look, I'll let you.
If you guys joined us Saturday
Will
night.
Will Smith in the Sky.
That would have been last Saturday night.
Slap we'll a folks.
Karaoke. Yep.
Slap a
yes.
Separate Ways. Trap. Separate Ways is another Journey song.
Okay. I don't know that one. I know Wheel in the Sky. I know
Don't Stop Believing.
Look, if you don't believe in an afterlife or a greater power, then you will not believe this next story. Pete Rose reinstated by Major League Baseball and is eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. This makes me mad. I'm not even a real baseball fan, but it angers me.
It angers me, too.
Didn't he say he didn't want to be in the Hall of Fame?
Somebody exactly. That has passed.
Pete I hope Rose's everybody votes no.
Yeah, he didn't want to be in.
Or to tell him to eat a big old fat bag of...
If I were them, I would tell everybody to vote no. He
hasn't been dead for a year yet.
He nope. told them...
That's what they would do.
He quoted and said, when I die, do not put... You didn't want me when I'm alive? Don't take me now.
Exactly. If I was his family, I would say, no, he doesn't want in.
This is an outrage.
I would deny it.
First things first, half of Cooperstown is filled with his stuff.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
So his home plate is in Cooperstown, but he ain't.
Here's how it goes.
This is near and dear to my heart.
This is. He's the best hitter all time. Best hitter of all time. He's going to the Hall of Fame as a hitter, not a manager. He was gambling on baseball.
But he bet on himself to win.
But he's a manager.
You bet on yourself. I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
You bet on yourself. I bet on myself.
You ain't throwing
games.
And he failed miserably.
How many people don't think that MLB players don't bet on games?
Ohtani was doing it.
Ohtani did.
No, he was not. It was his masseuse.
It was his masseuse manager. Yeah. Keep going.
It was his masseuse manager, is that what you said?
Yeah. Get on back to.
Hey, that's what the quarterback needs. What's his name for the Browns?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. He needs him as a masseuse manager.
So, who else belongs to the Hall of Fame?
Barry Bonds.
Julius Barry Joe Bonds. Jackson. Roger Clemens.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
It was during their time frame.
Shoeless Joe Jackson got clear too.
In the late 90s, if you couldn't tell they were all on steroids, shame on you, but it was still the most fun time in MLB.
They saved baseball.
I'll tell you right now, they saved baseball.
That summer of
1998, baseball was on the verge of collapse.
It's because of the 95 or 96?
I think it might have been 97.
And Barry Bonds was having a hellacious year that year, too.
Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa saved baseball.
Yes, they did. Yes,
baseball was on the verge of collapse.
Roger Clemens didn't hurt it either. Roger Clemens was phenomenal to watch.
I never watched baseball, but I wanted to watch every night to see.
See Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa.
I remember going to watch a game at the Rangers, Texas. I went to Dallas to watch a Rangers game. In the stadium... They had a ticker for Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds. and it was actively moving.
I remember network television having a ticker running when that race was going.
Like, I get chills. Like, never been a sporting event that lasted that long is them three people having a race for home run.
All right, I got a question that we've never had on the patio. And I know me and Jamie's had this question before because me and Jamie used to ride together a lot back in the day. Fantasy baseball question.
Wives and all
right, that got if away. You had to have, if you were starting your fantasy baseball team, you want to build the best baseball team, but it's a draft. And you could pick from all time, who would be your first pick be on your fantasy baseball team of all time? Of all time. It don't dead or alive, the prime.
Can I go now?
I mean, I know you can go now. I already have my pick.
Ken Griffey.
Damn it, Jimmy.
You can't. I mean, Babe Ruth. How can you not go Babe Ruth?
Ken Griffey Jr. prime was the best player of all time.
Dude, I mean, you're talking old school, but Ty Cobb was.
I'm with you on Ty Cobb.
Yeah, Ty Cobb's going to be out of the first game because he's going to throw some racist slings out. So give me
But of all time, if you're starting a fantasy baseball team, who's your first pick?
And is not Babe Ruth better than Ohtani?
Or whatever his name is, could be. You could argue.
You could argue Ohtani or whatever.
Ohtani, that's it. You could argue
Babe Ruth is a pitcher too.
Ohtani is the most versatile player ever.
Now, De La Cruz is going to be right.
So I was watching. Have y'all watched that Nolan Ryan documentary?
I did.
They said that possibly he was throwing 109.
Take your picture. Yeah, I saw that.
And he did it forever. He almost didn't play in the MLB.
Who's your pitcher?
My Roger pitcher? Clemens.
No, Nolan Ryan.
Randy Johnson.
Dennis Eckersley.
You got three innings out of him, so you got to go to the rest of the game. All right, I'm going with the professor, Greg Maddux.
Oh God! Yeah,
he is that good.
How could you not go Greg Maddux, John Smoltz, any of them?
He is
the Braves. You could take the whole Braves bullpen.
Oh, Greg Maddux. Yep. So I still remember Greg Maddux being a Cub. Yeah, that's where I still think of him.
He
was a Cub before he was.
Did you know his last few years playing, he didn't even have signs for his catcher. It's how he caught the ball. That's how his next pitcher was going to be. If he was caught it like this, it was curveball. If he was catching like this, fastball. If he caught it like this, slider.
Wow.
Greg Maddux was
that was insane.
So he lost his velocity.
It didn't matter.
If you can locate.
He has a stat where if you exclude intentional walks, he only had like 300 balls his entire career.
Okay, but closer. There's only one. Mariano Rivera.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted my son to be named Mariana
or Mo,
and Rob Dibble.
When he was born, you could have played Anderson Sandman.
What was the Braves closer that was so controversial?
John Rocker.
John Rocker. Yes,
he got in a fight with Dennis Eckersley's dad. Yeah. With
game on the line.
Dennis Eckersley is the first closer.
Two outs
that I remember.
Game on the line, two outs.
Who you want batting for you?
Batting? Tony Gwynn.
Ooh.
Just a second. Hold up.
Okay.
Hold up.
Albert Pujols.
Is it playoffs or a regular season?
Do you know Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn's best hitter ever.
Maddox. He never struck him out, right? Or something like that.
Is it playoffs or regular season?
No, I want Pujols.
Because if it's
October.
I want Jeter.
I know you were going to say Jeter.
No.
If it's playoffs, Pujols. I want Jeter.
I like Pujols. Ichiro was pretty good, too.
There's a reason Jeter is called Mr. October now, not Reggie.
But Pujols, he hardly ever struck out.
I can't do Pujols.
Give me Barry Bonds in his prime with jacked up on steroids. I'll take him.
I mean, honestly,
I'll put him against any of y'all. Barry Bonds jacked up on steroids.
And the greatest insult ever in baseball was they used to call Aaron Rodgers Mr. May.
And I realize that, like, there's only 10 people watching now, but we went off on this baseball team.
Mac has really, he is beginning to love baseball, and I'm loving it. So he came the other day, he said, I want to watch some baseball games. So I realized, like, they're not on TV.
Where's that coffee whiskey? Pass it over.
I had to go get MLB Network. Because you can't just sit down and watch TV or baseball game.
Anymore. Yeah.
Like,
can I try some of your Weller 12? I have never tried Weller 12.
Yeah. So, who remembers coming home from school and what was on WKNO?
Oh yeah, yes.
PBS.
WGN. Yeah, the Cubs.
Cubs.
I come every day and listen to Harry Carey. Not suicide.
Not committing Harry Carey.
Jamie, how many people do you knew that had a Harry Carey impersonation? Like everybody had.
Yeah, everybody.
All right. I'll tell you the best pitcher of the Cubs was.
Nice.
Kerry Wood.
Oh, he was. No, when Greg Maddux.
He could hit way better than Greg Maddux.
Got you.
Kerry Wood could hit bombs.
Jamie, got you.
But Kerry Wood was hot when he was hot.
Now, Greg Maddux of the Braves, yeah.
Can you imagine? Think about the team the Cubs had that still didn't win. They had
Mark Pryor,
Greg Maddux,
Kerry Wood,
first base, Grace.
Mark Grace.
No.
Ryan Sandberg.
Mark Grace, yeah.
Yeah. That Mark Grace.
Sammy Sosa.
Was
he on the same team? Yeah.
Moises Alou.
He was,
yep.
That early 90s team they had was fantastic.
Let's
go win.
The Hawk. Tony Hawk.
Andre Dawson. Tony Hawk, he could really rip it up on a skateboard.
Was Andre Dawson from Arkansas? Or was that? I don't know. Who was the kid from Pine Bluff?
Torrey Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Oh, he was good.
He was in Minnesota.
But no, he was. Yeah, he was Minnesota Twins.
And then he went to the Yankees for a little while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Man,
I love baseball.
Yeah. Not anymore. I don't. I used to.
I'm trying to get back into it. Mac wants to get into it.
Well, you know, we have one of the best players in baseball right now from South Haven. Literally went to my daughter's school. Third base.
Ohtani.
Did you run Suzuki?
No, third base for the.
What's his name? He was friends with a guy.
Let's go with some dumb questions.
Dumb questions.
What do you think your last meal would be if you were on death row?
All you can eat buffet.
You can't stop. Golden Crow.
Golden Crow, or
classic Ryan.
It'd be Ryan's.
Oh, Ryan's back in the day.
I'd be the chocolate fondue. Give me another 2 hours.
Wes, what would be your last meal on death row?
Of course, it'd be a steak.
Country fried steak. Smothered in white gravy, mashed potatoes.
I already know.
No. I know what it would be because I was talking about it yesterday.
No.
Want a deer steak with the gravy and the.
I'll take country fried steak.
Oh, man.
That's solid, dude.
Marty, Austin Riley. Austin Riley.
Yeah.
Austin Riley, yeah.
I thought you were talking about a great deer steak. Was Austin
Gary,
Riley.
What would be your final meal?
I would have Terry Gibbs, July 4th. Ribs.
Look, the ones I had for Mother's Day might be better.
No, they weren't. Those ribs were
way out. Fire.
The Esperanza Brent ribs were really good, too.
Even better, I promise you. Marty, what would be your last meal?
Probably a big old ribeye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From where?
Probably from me. Or somebody. Not at no restaurant.
What would be, did you already say yours?
Oh, can I have a stupid question here? Mm-hmm. How do you like, what's your favorite way of whiskey?
What now?
Your favorite way to drink whiskey?
Neat.
Free.
I like.
In my tummy?
All of them.
Free.
Well, my theory is I like my whiskey like I do my steaks. If it's good, I want it neat. If it's just okay, I'll put some ice on it.
What's a neat steak?
No, see, I like it both ways. I want to try.
Like, you don't put A1 with a really good steak, you don't mess up with A1.
I want to try the whiskey both ways.
If I'm going to, changes. So, on what you said, if I have a great steak, I'll eat 90% of steak, then I'm a little A1 on the end just to get
I
a
like
flavor.
A1 flavor. This is my
A1.
I love A1. I love A1.
Look, if it's good, nice.
This is how good A1 is. They invented it during the Civil War.
What would you do if you only had 24 hours to live? Sorry.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
I'm going to sexually harass every lady in the world.
All right. Well, this show is no longer allowed. I would.
Tell everybody how you think.
Man, you know, I go play catch with my son.
You're going to make us cry.
No, that's the kind of stuff I don't want to do.
Just be with your family. Yeah. That's it. Yeah,
oh, I know.
I would cook ribs.
I was going to do one last line.
Would you ride a bull named Fu Manchu?
Yeah. No, I
would. I would cook him ribs. Get was telling him. Feed everybody.
I would end up. Yelling at my kids. That's all I'm doing.
I know what I would do. I would sit at home with all my family, and I'd pop in.
They'd be mad because they were sitting at home.
Yeah, they would. But I'd pop in Lord of the Rings and we'd watch it from beginning to end.
See, I ain't
all six of them. I love the Ruins.
I ain't wasting my time watching.
Then they'd really be mad at
you. That don't matter, but we're they're together.
Marty, what would you do?
We'd be the Fellowship of the Ring.
I'd just be with my family, I guess.
Drink some good whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have some good whiskey.
I would be belligerent. On my way out, I'd be just stumbling drunk.
Jamie probably come over here at my house. They got more whiskey.
I come over here and drink everything T has.
Yes, yes.
I would see if I could speed up the 24 hours.
If you had 24 hours, then we would cry and drink it together.
I probably see if I could make it 12.
Jamie said, I only need an hour.
Right, 24 hours, no, I don't need all that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't expect an answer to this one from everybody. Which person do you know that totally reminds you of a TV character in a TV show or movie? Totally reminds you of a character in a TV show or movie. There's somebody alive today that you're like, that is that dude.
Oh, I had one all the time.
Who was it?
Y'all remember you remember Scott McNair from Earl?
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Exact character.
Yes.
Cool, funny character. But he lived his life the exact same way.
So he had llamas and eat steak all the time?
He would.
That's a dream life.
He's a trucker now, I think. He's a really cool guy.
Anybody else got one? I didn't expect something from everybody.
Like, anytime?
Yeah, just anytime.
My son looked like the little boy from Jerry Maguire.
He did. He did. He been headway 8 pounds. I saw him the other day, and Charlie walked by and said, there's Christopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody else got one?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
No, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you don't? Come on. Now.
I can't think of anybody offhand that just... I mean, there were people I worked with and stuff like that. Like, I used to work with a sergeant in a prison. He looked just like the dad from Family Matters. Like, I mean, literally just like him. And right. We used to make fun of him. We'd call him, you know, whatever.
Y'all know the fan theory on the dad from Family Matters?
Oh yeah!
Well, it goes into the Die Hard.
Starts off with Die Hard, and he had PTSD that he moved off, went to L.A. and because he was in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah,
yep. And then he went bad there. Then he moved off to Chicago to become a just a regular beat cop.
Yeah.
And start a new family.
I thought it was like in his imagination, the family.
That's right. It was. He was
the family was not real.
Was in his imagination.
Urkel didn't exist, actually.
All right, there we go.
All right. Off on tangent again.
Who actually tests the specific dog food when they say that it's a new and improved flavor? Have you ever thought about that? They say, this is new and improved flavor.
People.
Yeah, I'm sure it's people. You see the guy with the vanilla when the spoon going, vanilla?
He goes,
it's
this is fresh bison.
That's even better. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I got a question. Vanilla. So, you know, horses, you can give horses beer. Do you think your dog wants beer?
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, my dogs love beer. Like, they will knock my beer over just like...
Lick it up.
Yep. I have to watch my beer around them.
My dogs love trash.
Do you think that your dogs would be cooler after drinking beer and you can listen to from my AI?
Dog's AI a D-hole.
Mine is too.
Every child got to get, they break it in half and run through the house. And
just bad.
Just bad.
Bad.
Bad dogs.
All right, Marty, hit that button. All right, parting words.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. And I know we talked a lot of baseball, but you know what? It's America's pastime. Go pick it up again.
That
I love it.
The best baseball discussion ever.
It was. I loved
Stephen
it.
Stephen A. Smith probably steal that from us. Gary.
I'm sorry. Baseball used to be America's pastime. It is now football.
I think it's now only
football. It's got to be football. So, please.
Father Fortenberry. Or Brother Fortenberry.
Brother Fortenberry. Yes. The baseball, especially 90s baseball, 2000 baseball, was wonderful. But, yeah. Thank y'all for having me.
Your time's over. Your time's over.
Thank you for watching. Hit that like button if you don't mind. We're finna jump up out of here.
Life from Patio, we out of here.
Leave a comment if you don't mind.
Outlaw.